Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we've been talking about how to profit from your problems this week. And that was just going to be a couple of programs, but just so much good information in the Bible and just in my life, man. I'm just trying to learn more on how to profit from my problems, and God just teaches us so much, because I think if we're honest, we sometimes think, I got this under control when things are going well, but then we have problems, it draws us closer to God. And I'm so thankful for that verse that says, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. And that is such a blessing to know that we don't go through our problems alone. And if you miss these first two programs, we've been basing this off of James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. But if you missed the first two 14-minute programs, really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.org. Check out those two programs, or you can get the podcast wherever you listen. The podcasts are on our website there at hopeishere.org. But we're also available on all the platforms that provide podcasts, and hope you'll subscribe to whatever platform you use and just get our daily programs and keep your faith, keep your hope just strong. But today I want to look at four ways to respond to your problems. We've been looking at four facts about problems you need to know on Monday. We looked at that on Monday. And then on Tuesday we looked at three values of problems that go through our life. And today I want to talk to you about four ways to respond to your problems. And the first one, you're probably going to be like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I like this one, Greg. But the first one is simply rejoice. Rejoice. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say thanks in the problem, but it's to give thanks for the problem. I'm sorry, in the problem, not for the problem. I apologize that last part there. because I've had talked to so many people about that in my 20-plus years of ministry, is that, you know what? We don't rejoice for the problem, but we rejoice in the problem. In other words, we're saying, God, even though I don't understand what's going on, I trust you. And I saw my Aunt Wanda do that when she walked through the gates of heaven in only 6 months after being diagnosed with cancer, after having a really, really health-filled life, and in her early 60s, entered the gates of heaven. And, you know, she just said, I love what she told her precious daughter, Cindy and Tracy, her son Blake, said, you know, I've taught you to live as a Christian. I'm going to teach you how to die as a Christian. And so I'm just thankful that, you know what, friends, we get a choice on what we do. And when we have problems, the Bible says to rejoice. Okay, I say rejoice. I'll say it again. Rejoice, Paul would say in the Bible. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. And friends, I'll be honest, when I'm going through problems, I don't feel like doing that. But when I do it, and I've done it with tears streaming down my face, and singing a praise song. I remember going through the divorce, flood, and bankruptcy, and that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, back in around 2001, and just singing that song at a church service, and tears just streaming down my face, because there's a line in that song, a verse that says, Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I need to see you. And friends, that's where I was at. I was like, God, I really need to see you. I'm hopeless. I need to be hopeful. And that's why here 20 years later that I do, Hope Is Here, 22 years later since that moment of 2001. So I know what it's like, friend, to rejoice and sing praises to God like it talks about all throughout the book of Psalms. And I want to encourage you right now, maybe you're in a season, you're dealing with some heavy problems, and people ask, you know, what's a good book to read in the Bible? The book of Psalms, friends. Christian counselor I saw was so helpful during that season. He told me, he said, start off with chapter 1 and each night just read it. And it may be, you know, some chapters only have maybe 10 verses. Others have over, you know, 100. But just read until the Lord speaks to you. And I cried myself to sleep many a night those first few weeks as I read the Psalms. But I heard people like you and me. It would be great. And some of those psalms that were written, they would be just doubting God, questioning God, where are you? Maybe that's where you're at today. But then I love, and a couple of verses later, it says, but God, you are faithful. You are worthy of my praise, and I know you're with me. Then we'd go back to lamenting about just how desperate they felt and how they felt like they were walking in the wilderness and in isolation. But then they would come back, but God, you are my fortress. You are my rock. You are my salvation. And you just maybe need to hear that today, that, you know, we all sometimes go through that roller coaster of faith, the ups and the downs, right? And so don't be too hard on yourself if you get discouraged at times. But it's okay to go back and visit those pains and wounds. But you know what? You cannot set up camp there, friends. We'll say that again. It's okay to go back and visit pain, heartache, disappointments, and wounds. But you know what? You cannot set up camp there. And for somebody listening today, maybe a problem or disappointment from many years ago, if you're being honest today, it is still eating your lunch. And I'm going to be honest with you, the enemy loves it. He's clapping. You maybe hear that and see it if you're watching on our YouTube channel, Hope Is Here. But you know what? He's just clapping. He's got you. Looking in that rearview mirror, focusing on a problem, something that happened many, many years ago that you've not moved forward on. And part of the way you get out of that, I believe, is by rejoicing. And then just maybe you need to just take a big bucket of water, just like you pour it on a campfire to put out that flame. Maybe you just pour it in a sink. You can act like you're visually putting out this old problem that really you've just let have too much control and ownership in your heart and your mind. A second way to respond to your problems after first is to rejoice. Second is request. We can request to God. We can ask God for his wisdom. And I'm so thankful that God loves to give us, you know, wisdom. Says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously and to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And I'm so thankful, friends, that God does give that, and that he is such a good, good father, and he's so generous. And that comes actually from James chapter 1, verse 5. Okay? If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you. So friends, it's okay to ask God for wisdom. He loves to bless his kids. But one of the things I've learned as I've matured, hopefully a little bit over the last few years, that I try to start asking God sometimes after I've been dealing with a problem for a while. It's not an immediate fix. It's something I've had to endure for a while. Instead of asking God why, I've been trying to ask God what. Say, God, what is it that you're wanting me to learn in this situation? And friends, he will. He'll help you. He loves you. He wants to help you. And he'll give you an answer. And maybe it's he's just wanting you to just trust him at a higher level. Maybe he's wanting you to see that he is your provider, not your job, not your 401k, that he loves you, and that maybe, you know, I know people, as heard Joyce Meyer say many, many years ago, there's people that, I meet people that are married and they're mad, and I meet people that are single and they're sad. And the fact of the matter is, you know what? You can be married and still be alone. You might not be physically alone, but unfortunately there's some marriages that there's people, the spouses, that they're not physically alone, but mentally and emotionally, they're very lonely. And so I want to encourage you today to know that God is working even through challenging marriages. And for those people that are single, they're widows or they're divorced, to know that God loves you and he's not forgotten you. And that when you ask him, you know, God, I don't know why I'm in this season. Instead of asking, just say, God, what do you want me to learn, or what do you want me to do in this season of life that I don't have a significant other? And I can say that, friends, because I'm in that 48% of the population, that almost one out of two that's either single, they're widowed, or they're divorced. And you know what? Jesus was single. So I want to encourage you with that today and be reminded. And instead of asking God, you know, why am I that in this season of life? And I've been guilty of doing that at times. I confess that to you today. But asking God, what do you want me to learn, or what do you want me to do in this single season of life? A third thing that I want to share with you today about how we can respond to our problems is to relax. To relax. Okay, and that's easier said than done when you're going through problems, and I know that, and I understand that, so I'm very, very, very sensitive to that, but You know, if you look at verse 6 in James, it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Okay? Because one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. And yet, friends, when we relax, we just say, okay, God, that's yours. Okay? That's yours. Then you can just not have to worry. You can relax. And, you know, not to doubt. Not to doubt. Just say, okay, God, I prayed about it, and I'm going to give that to you. You know, Rick Warren has a great quote. He says, Satan wants to defeat you with problems. God wants to develop you through your problems. Oh, man, that's such a great quote. You may want to write this one down. Satan wants to defeat you with problems. God wants to develop you through problems. Oh, I'm so thankful, friends, that God doesn't defeat us, and he doesn't let Satan defeat us. He develops us. But we have to make a choice to be developed and ask him to do that. One of the ways sometimes we just have to relax when going through a lot of problems is B-R-E-A-T-H-E. Breathe. Let's practice right now. Just breathe in your nose and exhale through your mouth. Do it again. Let's inhale a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Friends, I've learned that I need to do that sometimes when I'm getting worked up over a problem, is just to step back and take three deep breaths. To breathe in a big deep breath through your nose and then hold it for a second, then exhale. And it's amazing how that kind of calms your blood pressure and your heart rate down and just helps you to maybe kind of process a problem better. The fourth and final thing I want to share with you on ways to respond to your problems, recap here the first three. One is we want to rejoice. Two, we want to request, ask God for help. Three, relax. And the fourth and final thing, we just want to release that problem to God. Just release it to God. My dad used to say, you know, he would pray about something in the morning sometimes, be on his knees before he left to go to work, and 30 minutes after he'd been there, one of the problems that he had prayed about just all of a sudden just blew up. And he'd start to get an anxiety, worry, or fear. And he said he'd just hold his hands up to the ceiling to say, nope, that's yours, Lord. I gave it to you this morning, and I'm not picking it back up. Nope, that's yours, Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. So thankful for that, friends. That's one of my life verses. You know, Romans 8:28, what is Psalm 28:7, just some of my life verses. We all, different seasons of life, God gives you a verse. But Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. That is definitely a word for somebody listening today or watching on our YouTube channel. And then 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, another great one. Cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. And I've used this analogy before, but I love it. And sometimes you just act like you're fishing. You like to fish. A lot of people like to have you cast a rod. Well, I've done this with this problem. I've physically said, Lord, you got to take this anxiety. You got to take this worry. You got to take this fear and whatever that specific situation is. And I just act like I'm physically casting, like you do a fishing rod. And God says, I will take it because I care for you. We're out of time, but if you've been blessed by one of these three programs or all three of these programs that we've talked about on how to profit from your problems, I hope you'll share it with somebody. Thanks for listening or watching. We'll see you again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.